the noise still. Actually, let's do it light first and then pick it up.
I'm Johnny Athens, and this is A Whole Hour of Variety here on 101.5 Indy.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far. Come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, May I want you to know that I am yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, I said day by day.
Indy 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It is a pleasure to be back here for another show live from the top of the Niagara Escarpment, as we mentioned in the intro there. And it will be a grand show. You know, my guaranteed promise is that every show will be better than the last. And if it's not, we will come to you and rewind everything out of your ears. That is our Indy 101.5 guarantee. So just ask, reach out if that's an issue for you. On Instagram or Facebook. Instagram is johnny.athens, Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment. But in the meantime, I think we'll have, I mean, so far I haven't received any such complaint, and the music we play is so phenomenal. It's wonderful stuff, such as this new album that's releasing very soon, called The Music of Don Thompson by Joel Quarrington, but it also features Dom Thompson on piano. It's a recording by Joel in a unique meeting of musicians, from their jazz and classical backgrounds, performing music that was, Joel decided he wanted to play only stuff written by Mr. Thompson, Don Thompson. So for this project, the bassist, Joel, considered one of the best classical bassists in the world today. This is true. He is considered very, very good at classical music with the bass, a classical bassist, if you will, incredibly bassed. No ratios here. And then you're throwing in Don Thompson's renown as a pianist, a composer, a vibraphonist, and as well, he's also a bassist. So everyone's familiar with what everyone does here. but can they do it? That's what they challenge with this new album, The Music of Don Thompson. It's really great stuff. Joel originally met Mr. Thompson back in 2013, and ever since then, I guess they've become friends, and now they're putting out albums together. They're just like that. It's crazy. And it's really insane because this album has quite a bit of variety. It is long with a few tracks, but you have so many. The musicians vary by track, but there's so many talent on here, and there's just incredible compositions, of course, the music of Don Thompson, and just everyone's bringing their best. Excuse me, and it's really wonderful to see that these two guys are fusing together. Usually, very often we see on the show that one artist is fusing different genres, but here we have two different artists, each equally renowned in their two respective genres, coming together, and then now they're blending it together. So you get a lot of creativity from both sides merging. It's like you have four sides almost. You're playing with Rubik's Cubes here when it comes to music and Don Thompson with Joel Quarrington. So without further ado, I will give you one of the tracks from their album, Another Time, Another Place, of course, composed by Don Thompson, featuring Don Thompson with Joel Quarrington here on Indie 115. Thank you. Indie 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Another Time, Another Place with Joel Quarrington and Don Thompson, followed by What a Difference a Day Made by Chet Baker from his album Chet Baker with Strings. Sorry, almost forgot. Well, there you have it. We know everything there is to know. But did you know? I want to know. What have you been doing for the past 7 years? Take some time. Think about it. And in the past 48,000 kilometers you've traveled, where have you been? Well, I tell you what. Tom Tursik went from New Jersey to New Jersey, but got awfully lost and ended up taking the long way around. That way around the entire world. He set off on April 2nd, 2015, just before his 26th birthday, pushing a baby stroller containing hiking gear, a sleeping bag, a laptop, a DSLR camera, and a plastic crate to store his food. And all this to get to the store and find out they're out of Coke Zero. Yes, Tom Tursik is one of only 10 people recorded, I suppose, to have completed such a feat, to travel around the entire world. It took him 7 years and was greeted warmly by everyone who asked, "Who are you?" when he got back home. Another curious thing that happened was, well, let me ask you this question now. Have you ever called 911? And if you did, what did you order? Because a lady in Winnipeg wanted justice, but instead she was told to make it herself. Yeah, that's right. Apparently, in Winnipeg, a lady had woken up at night to find a stranger sleeping on her couch, and she called 911 appropriately. The dispatcher told this lady that police would take 20 minutes to arrive, and that in the meantime she should try to wake up this intruder and get him to leave. In the end, it took four policemen to take the man away, and apparently when he was awoken, he was rather aggressive. And to be fair, I would be too if I was awoken in a strange place with a barking dog by people I didn't know, or how I got there. Her instinct, of course, was to hide and protect herself as well as her roommate, which makes sense, but it does make you wonder, how is that the best you can do, to tell someone to go get rid of the man himself? Well, gee, well, thanks. I had to dial this number just to be told to deal with it myself. But apparently they are reviewing the call, and the constable does say that the typical procedure would be 911 to say, the operator to say, vacate the premises. Well, even in this situation, that might be tough, because you're hoping the other guy can vacate first, and you can just get back to snoozing. But all in all, it is what it is. No question for this next story, but I will say that if you like beef, you may be surprised at what happened down in Florida. 70 cows were found loose on a Florida highway after a trailer caught on fire. Yes, this was just a couple days. Actually, it was yesterday morning. This tractor trailer, I guess, hauling the cattle, caught on fire on the Florida Turnpike, which got shut down, and all these cows ended up getting, I guess they broke out of the burning thing, or I'm not sure if the truck driver let them out. And as a result, 70 cows were put on the highway, which caused it to shut down, as well as the burning truck. And then the Florida Highway Patrol, they had to get a cattle hauler with dozens of cows to get in there, and I guess so they can ship them back to wherever they're going. Little do these animals know that they escaped the smoke and flames now, but it is barbecue season. That's right. Barbecue. Spicy. Yum, yum, yum. And talking about yum, 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 here is some yum, yum, yummy music for you. We have Artie Shaw coming up in a little bit. Peter Jansen with a new release as well. But first, right now, we have Frank Rosolino with Doxy on Indie 101.5. Thank you.
Thank you.
Indy 115. That was Shuri Zorn with George Muscatello with Vivo Sonando. Catacomb, catacomb, catacomb. Wonderful little song there. And then before that, we had Frank Rosolino with Doxy. Another great, two great songs. What did I say? See, you don't want us to pull anything out of your head. You like the music we're playing. Don't lie to me. There you go. It's a good show. I'm excited to be here. And it's always a good time. And I like it when the musicians are having a good time, because that tends to come out a lot in the music. Like, I think listening to that last track, Shuri Zorn, you could tell was having a lot of fun with George Muscatello. They knew what they were doing, and as a result, comes out this great, great little tune. Vivo San Hondo. So there you go. We like it when the musicians have fun. And I know when Peter Jansen was making his 8th domestic solo recording, Getting to Here, he was having fun. It's music that he loves, that he's playing. It's music that inspires him. So, as a result, you get something that's really powerful, something that's really emotional, and something that comes from the heart. That's what I guess I'm trying to say. It's really great stuff, you know. After 8 albums, you'd think he'd know what he's doing, and he is. That very much shows through the music. He has a couple of original compositions in here, but there are a few covers, and that's where the inspiration comes from. Stuff Dindi by Antonio Carlos Jobim, or All the Things You Are by Jerome Kern. There's a lot of range here in what he's doing with his guitar. It has 6 solo jazz guitar songs, and it's a trademark. It's Peter Jansen's trademark style of fusion jazz, classical, once again, and acoustic instrumental, of course, with the piano. But, you know, there's passion, there's art, there's a technical mastery. So it's a good album. It just came out on July 15th. We'll take a listen to it here. So just last week. And if you'd like to find it, you can find it on iTunes and all the typical streaming service, Amazon.com. So there you have it. And we're going to play a track by, originally it's written by Chick Corea. He'll be doing a cover. Chick Corea's Spain. And, you know, talking about Spain, there's that crazy heat wave right now taking over Europe. And just yesterday, and I think today as well, it was over 40 degrees in the UK, which was an all-time record high. And that's a pretty high record. 40 degrees is very hot. Even here is, you know, we reach 40. That's bad. Or that's too hot for me, at least. Today went up to 34, actually. It wasn't too bad. But that's because the sun, it was kind of shady. Anyways, they have those crazy, that heat wave in Europe. But in Spain, there's those really bad forest fires happening right now. And I saw a video. People were, I guess, riding the train, and the train stopped because there was just fire on both sides of the track. There was just, it was this open field, and everything was on fire. And I was thinking about this when I was driving here to the station, and I realized that I guess they got all the wildfires this year, because not to jinx it or anything, I guess it is still early, but usually we hear stuff about Alberta or BC with the very bad fires over there, but I haven't heard anything. And looking, I went on the Wildfire Alberta site, and they say right now there's only one of note, and it is being controlled. It's just near Fort Chipewyan. It's just under control. It's all cottage country there, so, you know, no one's in harm's way. And yeah, they have wildfire fighters and some helicopters on the job, but that's under control. So we'll see. I know it usually gets bad around August, so hopefully there won't be any problems. But we'll see. Keep up to date on that. And hopefully everything gets well over in España. But for right now, we're going to take a listen to a very well rendition of Spain by Peter Jansen here on Indie 101.5. Five. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Powerful break there. Listen to all that music from Peter Jansen to Artie Shaw and then Tia Brazda finishing us off there with the wonderful rendition of Lullaby of the Leaves, a jazz classic. Not to be confused with Lullaby of Birdland, the, of course, title theme of the Birdland Club. But that is all of our show for today as we get ready to wrap her up here. The weather is 29 degrees right now, overcast still, but it's nice outside. And it's going to be overcast the next couple days, going down to 26 tomorrow, and then 30 degrees on Friday with 30% chance of rain. So we do expect a little bit of rain on the weekend as well, but we'll deal with that when we come to it. This Friday at the AGO, they're celebrating the life of David Blackwood, one of Canada's most revered artists. So you are encouraged to go and take a visit there at the Marvin Gelber Print and Drawing Study Center on Friday, July 22nd. They'll have a view of all his different works over there at the AGO. As well as next week on the show, we will be talking about apparently some scientists found a radio signal coming from another galaxy. Okay? That's kind of freaky. That just means more competition for me, which I'm not too big about, but we'll deal with that when we come to it. If we got to space invade, we're going to space invade. Otherwise, in the meantime, you can keep touching the show, offer requests for music or any such thing on the Instagram, johnny.athens, or on Facebook, Johnny Athens Entertainment. To finish us out on the show for this week, we'll have Charles Mingus Pedal Point Blues on Indy 115. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. Take care and goodbye.